Slowly, the long line of gray horse-drawn carriages wends up the hill, past fields of young spears of corn and fragrant alfalfa, through the narrow gate to the cemetery, with its plain grave markers. Clad almost exclusively in black, the occupants disembark and gather silently around the mound of dirt marking a recently dug grave. The men somberly bear a handmade wooden casket to the site, and the sing-song tones of the minister commence across the still air. At the far end of the cemetery, several figures in oversized t-shirts, shorts, and sneakers slip from behind a large maple, brandishing cameras. They hastily snap three or four pictures, then turn and dash across the adjoining field, their laughter stinging the ears of the bereaved, whose privacy they have transgressed. Not only are these tourists showing a lack of respect for the Amish mourners, they are also violating the mourners' religious beliefs. Since the Amish interpret picture-taking as a transgression of the commandment not to make graven images, taking a photograph without permission, at a time of grief, is particularly offensive. How crass, how utterly insensitive and rude. I would ridicule the camera-toting intruders, but I bite my tongue, remembering my own curiosity regarding the Amish way of life. I vow to express it less offensively. Consider another scene. The speaker is briefing his visiting Amish audience on the history of his own Amish settlement. He gives the names of its early immigrants: Zooks, Hochstetlers, Fishers, Beilers, Millers, and Masts, names familiar in many Amish communities. The first settler, he points out, crossed the state in a covered wagon. His own ancestors are buried in a local cemetery, which they will visit. One of the farms they will soon be passing on our bus tour, he remarks, has been in the same family for 7 generations. And nearly all of the men presently living in the community are employed as farmers.